Welcome to Swala Nyeti, the law podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions of the day. Swala Nyeti is sponsored by the law firm of Kigwata & Company Advocates and is intended for educational purposes only.
Welcome to episode 36 of Swala Nyeti. I am the lawyer, a.k.a. Wakili Raja.
And I am the layman, Gashao Patrick.
Oh, Gashao.
Ah, Wakili man, where have you been?
I'm right here. What are you talking about?
I didn't see you in the studio on Thursday and Friday.
Well, yes, I was attending to matters of state.
Matters of state. Yes. What does that mean? That you were going to determine whether or not the parliament was going to be disillusioned, dissolved. They go home.
Well, you saw how that ended up.
What was the decision?
The ruling was everything is put on hold for now.
Oh my.
Yes. But what's not put on hold is answering our questions at Swala Nyeti. So what do we have for today?
Okay, man. Here is the question. 4 months ago, my wife, Janet, and I welcomed a baby girl through a C-section at a local hospital. Unfortunately, recovery was very slow and Janet complained about her healing. She had been put on painkillers and given a cream, but the wound would not properly heal. We were constantly going to the hospital. A few weeks ago, we stopped a matatu by the side of the road to carry us to hospital. Janet was very weak, so we could not go to the normal bus stop. The place we were boarding from is a black spot, and a car overtaking from the other side crashed into us. Unfortunately, Janet died with her injuries. But the postmortem also discovered that she had a surgical scalpel left in her from the C-section surgery. The matatu people are saying they won't compensate because it was our fault. Is this true?
Okay, so first of all, let me just convey my condolences for the loss of your wife, Polesana. And I think here what you are trying to see is what legal options are available to you to compensate you for this loss. So if I understand correctly, you and your wife welcomed a baby girl through a C-section a few months ago. But unfortunately, your wife was not healing well. And in the process of taking her to the hospital, you encountered or you were involved in a fatal accident where she lost her life. And when you tried to seek compensation from the matatu owner, they said that you are at fault. But you've also said that during the post-mortem, a surgical scalpel was discovered inside of her. I think that's about it.
Wakili, I don't understand what they say by what they mean by saying he was responsible. They stopped, first of all, them themselves stopped. Then I am sure 100% it's a lawyer somewhere telling them that they shouldn't pay compensation to this couple.
I mean, okay.
you know how lawyers are, Wakili. In fact, let me first ask, who is an ambulance chaser?
Well, that's a derogatory term
used
against personal injury lawyers.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
It reminds me, you know, I come from Nyeri. Yeah. I come from Central Province, and when our matatus come to River Road at Tea Room,
yes,
the famous Tea Room, there are people who come to the back of the matatu.
Yeah,
they pin their heads on the window, the back window, and they peep to see if we have come with sacks. You know, as we come with sacks of potatoes, tomatoes, all those things.
Yeah.
And then they see if you have them, they can carry for you.
Yeah.
With their mkokoteni. Sometimes I imagine that's how ambulance chaser lawyers are. They just peep into the ambulance. They pin their walls on the window and peep inside, and they ask the driver, hey, you have a patient. I want to chase for them.
I mean, okay. So I think ambulance, oh no, let's not even call them that. Personal injury lawyers serve an important function, and they provide clients with legal options where they might not have had any. But in this case, we have not even been told that there are any lawyers. I think...
Ah, you are killing.
As if we have...
If there's a dispute, there's a lawyer.
So it seems the matatu or whoever is who would have compensated on behalf of the matatu is unwilling to do so because they are claiming fault against this husband and his late wife. But, I mean, apart from that matatu, it seems to me that there could be another party who is also liable in this situation.
Now you, Akili, wants to go to the howevers. You want to add somebody to the case?
I think here she mentions that, or rather he mentions that during the postmortem they found a surgical scalpel.
Oh, yeah, they do. They mention.
And you see, this raises the question, could she have been suffering all these injuries because of that surgical scalpel which was left in her?
Oh.
So in my opinion, there might be a broader set of defendants than just the Matatu in this
plot
case.
Plot twist. So now then, who is liable?
So let's first of all revisit what constitutes a civil wrong, especially one which is based on negligence.
Mm-hmm.
And if you recall, we said there are four things. We said that one, there must have been a duty of care owed by one person to another.
Yes.
That duty of care had to have been breached.
Yes.
The person suffered injury, mm-hmm. and the injury they suffered was a proximate result
of
the breach of that duty of care.
Oh, yeah. I remember that when we did the case for the girl who was abusing the boda-boda guy.
Yes.
Boyfriend's mother.
Yes.
Okay, anyway.
So in this case, I think before we even, I would like to just explore a bit more about that issue of the scalpel before we start looking at whether or not the Matatu owners can be apportioned blame, or whether it is Janet's husband who would be apportioned blame. So if we were to look at this would be, if we were to look at the surgical scalpel issue,
yes,
it looks like a possible case of medical malpractice.
You know, Akili talks to me as though I went to law school. Akili, what is medical malpractice?
So as the name suggests, this is where a civil wrong is committed by a medical personnel that results in some injury to the patient.
A civil wrong, okay.
Yes, a civil wrong. It's a civil wrong because it happens because of the negligence or recklessness of the medical personnel.
Okay.
And when it comes to medical malpractice,
yes,
the requirements are almost similar to those of negligence with a few exceptions, or rather with a few differences.
Howevers.
yes, some howevers.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just go through them one by one,
okay,
the question would start by, was Janet owed a duty of care by this hospital in the way they performed the surgery on her? That is the beginning, because there has to be a duty of care. And when it comes to receiving medical treatment, this duty of care arises immediately the healthcare professional agrees to diagnose or treat a patient.
Yeah.
So once she was admitted, once they told her, okay, we shall perform this C-section on her, that duty of care arose.
Okay.
And in addition to the actual doctor who performed it, the hospital is also vicariously liable if that doctor is negligent in how he performs his duties.
Vicariously liable, you told me.
Yes. So we said vicarious liability is a situation whereby an employer can be liable for the actions of the employee.
Because there's an agency relationship.
Yes, if whatever happened was in the course of their normal business.
I told you I'm going to acquire an LLB through osmosis.
You're well on your way.
Uh-huh.
So that's the first thing. And once you establish that there was a duty of care, of course you look at, did the defendant breach that duty of care?
The hospital.
Not the hospital. Well,
Who is the defendant then?
The defendant is both the doctor who performed the surgery and who left the scalpel.
Yes.
And the hospital who employs
this doctor. Correct. I follow.
Okay. So the question of whether or not they breached that duty of care is the however. Because to determine whether a doctor has breached their duty of care.
Yes.
Okay. You must hold them to a certain standard.
Yes.
And that standard can't be you, the layperson.
Yes. Okay. Or it's not like what you are. This law you told me the layperson, it applies with the law. The
reasonable layman. Person.
Yes.
Okay. So you're not looking at a reasonable person.
So a doctor is held by a higher standard, just
yes,
by the fact that they're a doctor.
Okay, so this would be if another doctor having the same set of skills or knowledge,
yes,
okay, would they have done something similar?
Mm.
It cannot be an issue of an opinion. It cannot be down to the action that they are doing to prove negligence must be outside of the standard of reasonable practice. It cannot be simply a matter of opinion.
Okay. So in short, you're saying that the doctor who probably made this error
mm-hmm.
will be judged by whether or not another doctor in their circumstances would have been forgiven for making that error.
Forgiven might not be the right word, like, but you're on the right path.
Yeah. Like okay. It would have been overlooked. It would have said, okay, this is something a doctor can do.
Yes. Is it standard medical practice for you to leave a scalpel inside a patient?
Oof.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is a standard by which you will determine whether this doctor has breached the duty of care.
I see. This one has.
Well,
a whole scalpel. Akili.
Mm.
I know a doctor.
Okay.
You might also know that doctor.
All right.
You know their name?
Uh-huh.
Dr. Google.
That's not the test. That's not the standard, Gesha. We're talking about a medical health professional. And you see, this is a danger because on Google, it's very easy to get a lot of information about treating a certain ailment and use that information as if it would be the standard to determine whether a doctor has acted negligently or not.
In fact, Dr. Google works with the possible outcome, worst possible outcome. Like, what is the worst possible outcome? You just Google, I have a cold, and Dr. Google tells you, you're dying.
Yeah, so after it's established that the doctor breached that duty of care,
mm-hmm.
then you would look at the next thing would be, did the person suffer injury as a result?
Yes, yeah, that one I can tell you. That's the layman test.
Okay, and in this case, I hope we are referring to the same injury.
Janet.
Yes.
Yes.
She suffered, she had, for a long time she was in pain.
Correct.
And her wound was not healing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the last thing is, did Janet suffer this injury as a result of the actions of the doctor?
And so, which injury? This one we spoke about.
Yes, we're talking about the injuries she suffered because she constantly was going back to hospital.
Yes.
So if she suffered these injuries or this injury because of the actions of the doctor, then having proved those four things, including that, she would be able to bring an action in tort under negligence. But before we say that all, for Janet's husband, there's one other thing which would be interesting to see.
Okay.
But before we say that all for Janet's husband, there's one more thing which I would like to bring his attention to.
However.
This is not a however.
Oh.
This is an addition.
Addition?
Yes.
This is a rare one.
A rare addition.
Yes.
And there is a concept in law
mm-hmm.
called the but-for principle. Okay.
Okay.
In Latin, it's...
bring the Latin.
Sine qua non.
I know sine qua non, Wakili.
Mm-hmm.
Sine qua non.
Yes.
Means without which or... Oh, no. No. Let me give you an example.
Yes.
An example of sine qua non in a sentence is a healthy mother
mm-hmm.
is a sine qua non for a healthy society or home. Uh-huh. So without the healthy mother, we cannot have the healthy home.
Very well.
How is my Latin, Wakili?
It is improving day by day.
Thank you very much.
So the question is, if this lady did not have a scalpel
yes.
in left by this doctor in her, would she have boarded the matatu
no.
and gotten into that accident?
In fact, the answer is, is this a layman test?
Well, I would like to hear what you have to say.
You know, this is cause effect.
Mm.
The scalpel makes the wound not heal,
mm-hmm.
my thinking. And this wound is the reason they keep going back to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason they were stopping that matatu in the first place.
So, and this is probably the reason she was too weak to go to the bus stop.
Correct.
So that concept in law might hold the hospital and the doctor also liable for her death and not just the injuries that she suffered because of the scalpel.
No, because of the accident.
So I'm saying that that principle of sine qua non.
So without the scalpel, there would have been no accident.
Correct. So in addition to the injuries she suffered for the scalpel,
yes,
which we can say are pretty straightforward.
Oh.
The doctor and the hospital
can also be liable for the loss of blood that was caused by the Matatu accident.
They can also be liable for the death that resulted from the accident.
Yeah. What?
So this is something which might be possible if they can show the causation using under that principle. So in negligence, causation is also determined not just from the direct actions, but anything which can be logically shown to have followed.
Whether commission or omission. That is, I just sound like a lawyer. So in this case, Wakili, then Janet's husband will get money from the Matatu insurance and from the hospital.
Let's say this. It's very possible that the doctor will be held liable for medical malpractice. And it's also possible that the doctor might be liable for the death through the principle of sine qua non. When it comes to the Matatu, however, we have not yet really looked at the facts, but yes, there's a possibility that the Matatu might be liable for the death as well of this lady. But there's also a possibility that she contributed on also towards that accident. And through the principle of contributory negligence, the Matatu might not be 100% liable for any injuries or for the death that she suffered.
Wow, Wakili. So there you have it. Sorry for your loss, but I think the thing that came for me as a shock was this sine qua non. So I think your doctor could be liable and the hospital for both negligence and, if you can tie it in, to the accident that happened. But over and above that, there's a slight chance that the Matatu is liable, or both of you are also liable for boarding the Matatu where you did. In any case, we wish you all the best and our condolences to you. Join us tomorrow for a case on... this is very interesting, Wakili, because I don't know how to put it, but I think it's trespassing or it's not. In any case, you are going to advise us. The case is of a person from a village complaining that his neighbor's pigs are wreaking havoc to his life. But the pigs are not on his land, they're on the neighbor's land. In any case, join us tomorrow to get the answer to that question. And from me, on behalf of Swala Nyeti, goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to Swala Nyeti. Special thanks to our layman, Gashal Patrick, and our lawyer, Harry Karanja. If you have a legal question that you want answered, send us a WhatsApp message on 07 08 111 222, or email us at admin@swalanyeti.org. You can find downloads to all our podcast episodes on our website, www.swalanyeti.org.